It's Monday, July 26th, AD 2021. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. In a July 7th meeting with Saudi Arabia's Deputy Defense Minister Khalid bin Salman, U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken highlighted the United States' commitment to prioritizing human rights in its relations with Saudi Arabia, reports International Christian Concern. Because Saudi Arabia's legal system adheres closely to Islamic Sharia law, Christians and Shia Muslims face significant limitations on their freedom to worship. The country's Vision 30 plan seeks to expand religious liberty. As the Daily Wire reports, MSNBC host Mika Brzezinski favorably quoted an op-ed from Bloomberg News entitled, "The Case for Vaccine Mandates."
In much of America, vaccine hesitancy has turned into vaccine defiance. President Joe Biden should go beyond cajoling the vaccine hesitant and call on hospitals and nursing homes across the U.S. to insist that their employees get their shots. The healthcare industry is the best place to start issuing vaccine mandates. A handful of hospital systems have already imposed them and proved they work. To discourage people from getting their shots is unconscionable, but it's no longer good enough to simply call on vaccine hesitant to protect themselves and others. Hospitals, schools, and businesses are within their rights to insist on vaccinations and ought to be doing just that.
Associated Press White House reporter Jonathan Lemire, who was also on the MSNBC panel, asked Donnie Deutsch how another mask mandate would be seen by the public that wants to return to normalcy.
But whether it's places where there's a lot of vaccine hesitancy or even places where people are vaccinated, there was such a sense of this summer of being relieved, of not having to wear masks anymore. How will this play? Isn't this a political firestorm waiting if masks come back?
I'm done worrying about what people think. I'm done worrying about, is there going to be a firestorm? Whether it's a mandated mask, whether it's a mandated vaccine, there's an idiot percentage of this population that just needs to be told what to do. And guess what? You don't have a choice. Too bad.
Last Wednesday, a California judge cleared the way for conservative talk radio host Larry Elder to join the field of 42 other candidates for the September 14th recall election aimed at removing Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom from office, reports Fox40.com. Elder scored a swift court victory in Sacramento, where he challenged a decision by state election officials to block him from the September recall ballot. Superior Court Judge Lori Earle disagreed with the state decision that Elder failed to meet requirements to qualify to run in the election. Under a new requirement, candidates for California governor must publicly release tax returns for the 5 most recent years to qualify for the ballot. It was passed in an effort by Democrats to force former President Donald Trump to release his tax returns during the 2020 election. A court struck down the presidential requirement, but left it in place for gubernatorial candidates. The judge found the rule did not apply to recall elections, and even if it did, Elder had substantially complied. He had submitted all 5 years' worth of tax returns, totaling 300 pages. The Democrats had simply taken issue with some of his redactions.
I want to thank Judge Earle for being fair. What she ruled was that this election law didn't even apply to recall elections, and even if it did, I substantially complied.
Needless to say, the Lord is not pleased with the Democrats' shameless scheme to block Elder. Proverbs 11, verse 1 says, "The Lord detests dishonest scales, but accurate weights find favor with him." The latest poll of 1,000 registered California voters revealed that if Governor Newsom is recalled, 16% would vote for Larry Elder, 6% favor businessman John Cox, 5% like San Diego Mayor Kevin Faulkner, and 3% would vote for Olympian Bruce Jenner. 93-year-old comedian Jackie Mason, a former rabbi, died at Mount Sinai Hospital in Manhattan, New York on Saturday, with his wife Jill and a few friends by his side, reports FoxNews.com. His famed one-man show, The World According to Me, made him a triumph of Broadway in the 1980s. The doctors and nurses attending to Mason, who had been hospitalized for 2 weeks and 3 days, wept when he died. Team USA athletes walked away with no medals on day one of the Summer Games and the first official day of competition at the Tokyo Olympics on Saturday, reports TheHill.com. This is the first time no American stood on a podium to receive a medal on the first day of the Summer Olympics since 1972 in Munich, Germany. A total of 11 gold medals were given out Saturday for events in archery, cycling, fencing, judo, air rifle and pistol shooting, taekwondo, and weightlifting. And finally, Florida police are lauding a landscaper who leaped into action to save a man having a seizure, reports FoxNews.com. A week ago Monday in Palm Beach County, a landscaper, only identified as Tony, was walking to work in a residential neighborhood when he saw a man having a serious seizure in a moving car. Instinctively, Tony rushed to the man and even tried to use his bare hands to stop the car from moving. In a Facebook post, local deputies wrote, quote, "Without thinking twice, Tony ran up to the rolling car and grabbed the fender to try and stop it from rolling down the street further. It ran over Tony's foot, but thankfully he had steel-toe boots on," end quote. The car stopped on a homeowner's lawn, but the car's windows were rolled up and the doors were locked. Tony began yelling for others to help him. Sadly, according to police, the owner of the house where the car stopped yelled, quote, "Get off our lawn! Get the man out of here! Have him die somewhere else," end quote. The hero landscaper was able to determine where the injured man lived, ran to his home, and alerted his wife and police. The man was saved after authorities arrived, and the grateful man and his wife went and found Tony and gave him a hug after the incident. The Oscar the Grouch homeowner might want to revisit 1 John 3, verse 17. It asks, "But if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does God's love abide in him?" And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Monday, July 26th in the year of our Lord, 2021. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.